ABC Radio Australia.
Officials from almost 200 countries have come to an agreement on universal, transparent rules that will govern the efforts to cut emissions and curb global warming. The COP24 talks in Poland went a day beyond when they were supposed to end, and some countries say the commitments still don't go far enough. Pacific Beat reporter Yara Murray-Atfield's been following the talks and she joins me live in the studio now. Yara, what have they agreed to?
Good morning, Catherine. Well, the whole point of these talks, which went on for a fortnight, was to come to an agreement on those rules that you mentioned. So to agree on what would be in a so-called rule book for how countries would reduce their carbon emissions. It's a follow-on from the 2015 Paris climate talks, where countries agreed that they would aim to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius. And this conference has been all about how to actually do that. So as you said, an agreement has been reached. There's a 156-page rule book, which is broken down into guidelines about how countries will report and monitor their emissions and also how to update their emissions plans. So one of the big things that many Pacific nations were pushing for was to get greater predictability on financial support. That's been written into the deal and it'll help poor countries work towards cutting their emissions. It'll also help climate vulnerable nations rebuild after climate-related disasters. Michal Kurtica is the president of the COP24 meeting. Let's have a listen to what he had to say as the talks closed.
With approximately 200 countries in the room, it is not easy to find agreement on a deal so specific and so technical. But in these circumstances, every single step forward is a big achievement. And through this package, you have made 1,000 little steps forward together. You can feel proud.
Well, that's COP24 President Michal Kurtica there talking about the positives of the agreement reached, but some are still arguing that it isn't enough. Yara, why is that?
Well, so Catherine, these talks went around 30 hours beyond when it was supposed to end. And the main reason for that is that these negotiations work entirely on consensus. So there needs to be the signatures of each participating nation on any agreement, or it just doesn't go ahead at all. So while a deal was reached, it didn't include everything that was on the agenda, and it's missing decisions on the two key issues. One being steps towards an emissions trading system, and the other is raising ambitions for emissions reduction targets. So on current levels, the world is set to warm by 3 degrees Celsius. That's from pre-industrial levels, and it would be by 2030, as opposed to the around 1.5 degrees Celsius that's been agreed upon. And a group of nations called the High Ambition Coalition was pushing for people to set more aggressive targets. That coalition's led by Marshall Islands. It includes nations like New Zealand, Bangladesh and Norway. And the reason they're pushing for those targets is because the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report that came out in October, it's warned of disaster if we do warm to beyond 1.5 degrees. That's been another sticking point. So as listeners may remember, there was some opposition from major economies to adopting those recommendations from the report last week. So while people are happy about the agreement, it definitely lacks the teeth that countries like those in the High Ambition Coalition were hoping for. And there were also sticking points around transparency surrounding some of the measures. So one of the countries that's been joining the call for consensus has been the Maldives, which is a small island nation in the Indian Ocean. Their environment minister is Hussain Rashid Hassan. He's happy, but he does say that nations are running out of time to come to an agreement.
Well, we got 12 years. The decision here today doesn't really solve anything. I think we got to do practical things. We got to cut down the emission drastically in terms of emissions. So I think working together, I think we can achieve what really we want. But that's going to be really a challenge.
That's Maldives Environment Minister Hussain Rashid Hassan there. So what is next, Yara?
So, Catherine, some of those sticking points like an emissions trading scheme and more aggressive targets are now, they're already on the agenda for the next climate talks, which the United Nations is going to convene in September of 2019. The head of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, wasn't at the talks yesterday, but a statement from him was read out.
From now on, my five priorities will be ambition, 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 and ambition.
So he's referring there to the push to have everyone come to the table with, as you heard, ambitions. That's for raising targets, that's for mitigating the risks associated with climate change, that's for technology and capacity building. It'll be at those talks where the issue of emissions trading will be really pushed for. And then the next big issue will be the nationally determined contributions, or NDCs, that each country will need to submit. Those are the targets set by each nation, and they need to be submitted by the year 2020. Again, nations like Marshall Islands are really leading the way there. It's already released its plans for going carbon neutral within decades.